Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I'm right in the middle of my 30-day fast for Ramadan, where we fast from dawn to sunset for 30 days straight. And I've been thinking a lot about limitations, because for people that haven't tried the fast, it really sounds crazy, right? Like dawn to sunset, which for us in the northern hemisphere, you know, it's a pretty long day. It's, 16 hours, I think, 18 hours, 16, 18 hours, something like that. It's a long day, no food, no water, in the summer. Granted, it's May now. May, June, not so bad. I mean, July, August was a lot harder. But it's a long day. And a lot of people have trouble with just the very concept of this, that how can you go without food and water and function like a normal human being for that long? And you know what? The truth is, it's really not that hard. The first couple of days are hard. The first week is hard as you get over the withdrawal symptoms of not having food and water and coffee. If coffee is your thing, that's a tough one. Those first few days are difficult, but then your body adjusts. More importantly, your mind adjusts, and it becomes your new normal. And so now, at the time of this recording, we're about 2 weeks in, halfway through. By the time this airs, Ramadan will be long over, I think. But it's really not that hard at this point. This is just the new normal. This is just how it is now. I wake up in the morning very early. I have a meal. Around 3:30 a.m. and I don't eat until 9 p.m. at night. And that's just the new normal. And you know what? I'm recording this at 8:46 p.m. on the back end of a long fast, after going to a kickboxing class at 7 p.m. And I gotta tell you, I got tons of energy. I'm not low on energy at all. Now, wasn't like this a week ago, granted. I've adjusted now. But there's an important lesson in that, because I think we place a lot of self-limiting beliefs on ourselves that limit our potential. And this is one of the lessons I always learn in Ramadan when I'm fasting, is that those limitations are, it's a lot like the lid on a glass jar, right? Think of the lid on a glass jar representing the limit that you place on your potential. So the glass jar is your potential, and you're standing in the jar, and you look up, and all you see is a lid. And you think to yourself, well, that's as far as I can go, right there. That's as good as it gets. That lid is the end of my potential. Well, what if you just took the lid off? Okay, took the lid off, threw it away. Then all of a sudden you look up, and there's this whole world of possibility outside of this little glass jar that you once thought was the be-all and end-all of your potential. Now, all of a sudden, the game changes. And I think if you reflect on what that limitation is that you're placing on yourself, I don't know what it is for you. I know what it is for me. I don't know what it is for you. If you think about that limitation, that self-limiting belief, that narrative, that story that you're telling yourself to keep you stuck where you are, to keep you doing the same things that you're doing right now, to keep you at the level that you're currently at. If you figure out what that belief is, but I want you to ask yourself, what happens if that belief goes out the window? I was listening to a podcast recently with Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach, and he mentioned an exercise that he asked his clients to go through in the middle of the recession of 2008, when nobody was buying anything. He said, what I want you to do is write down the number that you did last year in terms of revenue, gross revenue for your company, write down that number. Okay, they wrote down the number. And then he said, multiply that number by 100. Okay, so they're a $10 million company. Now all of a sudden they're a $1 billion company, right? And he said, the number should be a billion at least, right? And I said, okay, they wrote down that number. And then he said, write down 5 reasons why it is impossible for you to achieve that goal, to achieve that revenue number, that 100x revenue number. Write down 5 reasons why it is just not going to happen. It's impossible. So that's pretty easy. There's lots of reasons why I can't 100x my business. So they write down all the reasons. And then he said, now I want you to turn to the person beside you, and I want you to talk about those reasons. Talk about why it's impossible. And he said, what happened was, once people identified why the goal that they have for themselves is impossible, they started to think of reasons how they can get around those impossibilities. They started to see ways they could get around these five reasons why that goal was otherwise impossible. It expanded their minds. The process of writing down why this goal is impossible expanded their minds and allowed them to conceive of why it's actually not impossible and how they can get around those potential obstacles. And so that's, I think, what you can do when you identify your limitation, the limiting belief, the narrative, the story that you're telling yourself that's keeping you stuck. If you identify what that is, what that limiting belief is, and you stare at it in the face, then that's going to help you find ways to overcome that limiting belief and prove it wrong and take that lid off the jar, throw it away once and for all, and to see what your potential is for what it truly is.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.